This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And I am Pastor Marcia McAllister, and I am so glad to be in this seat right here behind these controls, right here in the studio at WTAN. And like Brother Chip just said, we want to wish all the dads out there a happy Father's Day today. And families, enjoy your dads. I lost mine a few years back, and so it's so nice to know that there are so many that celebrate Father's Day and enjoy that time with their dad, and it's a great time. And Betty, are you on the air with me?
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor.
Good afternoon. Yes, absolutely. Really good. Really good this Father's Day. It is extremely hot in Clearwater, Florida this afternoon on Father's Day, Betty. I don't know what it's doing up there in Connersville, Indiana, but I suspect it's probably hot and humid. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's one of those ones where, you know, if you have hair on your head, it's frizzy and it sticks out. And
okay.
It's not good hair day here in Indiana.
All right. So it's a humidity day, right? A humid day up there.
Humidity.
Yeah. Humidity abounds at this time of year. And it does. But we just enjoy the sunshine and the good weather. And wherever you are around the globe listening to this show, whether you're listening on Starcom Media at a later time or on our website, which is bohmglobal.com. That stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we've shortened it now to make it easier for people to find us, bohmglobal.com. Go there and check us out and find at least 350 radio shows, probably closer to 400. And actually, I don't know the number of today, Betty, but this is something like show number 435, something like that, that we've done. And in the 8-plus years that we've been on the air here at TAN Talk, and that's pretty exciting to have that volume of word there on our website for people to access, isn't it?
Oh, yes, and it's so conveniently available
to
anyone. And that's the cool part about it, that we have the availability to store and provide to the community and to the world, you know, those shows. A blessing.
Absolutely. So we encourage you, listeners, you know, there is just such a need in all of our lives to stay in the Word and to stay in the presence of Almighty God. And so when you have a little extra time, go grab one of those shows off of our website, bohmglobal.com. They are usually titled, and so you can have a general idea what's going on. If you've missed last week, that will still be here on the TANTalk1340.com podcast page under Living the Good Life, the title of the show, because our webmaster goes and collects all the shows for this show and our Thursday night show at the end of each month and puts them on the two websites, and then they stay on there. So if you missed last week, we encourage you to come to TANTalk1340.com, go to podcasts, go to Living the Good Life, and you can listen to last week. God has really been blessing these shows, Betty, and you and your daughter Megan will be on today, and we have other radio team members that live here in the Clearwater area. And I just appreciate every one of you that comes on and shares the Word of God with our audience, and allows that give and take, that talk back and forth, that chat, as we teach these principles. I think it's a great way for people to understand the word as we teach it. Don't you think?
Yes. It's a blessing for the radio team members themselves to be on the radio, because it is a ministry. And the Lord needs as many workers and messengers as he possibly can get.
Amen.
And so, it is definitely a blessing. I think that, you know, last week's show is the start, a stepping stone to freeing a lot of people that are held in bondage and are ready to come into alignment with the Word of God.
Amen. You said that right word, alignment. I don't have a bell in here in the control room, but if I did, I would be ringing it, because the title of this new series is All Out Alignment. And you want to just amplify on that a minute before we go to our first song, Betty, what that really means? Let's just hear it in your words.
Okay, yeah, it'll be the BLT version.
All right, BLT, Betty Lou Thomas. Yeah,
that's right.
Not bacon, lettuce, and tomato, right?
Oh, no, but that's how people remember my name.
That's right. She's the BLT.
Right. BLT.
Yeah.
One of the things that the Lord made it apparent today is that to be able to come into alignment, there has to be change.
Mm-hmm. Oh, amen. Amen. Yes.
There has to be change in our lives.
Yes.
There has to be a lot of things that are really holding us back from being in alignment. Healing, salvation, deliverance. There are just so many things that God wants us to be cleansed of.
Amen.
And to be raised up in righteousness.
Yes.
And to walk the walk that he wants us to walk in. Like you were talking about last week about alignment of a car. Sometimes, you know, when that alignment gets out of balance, that there is no balance within that vehicle.
Yeah.
The car's bouncing around and so forth. When that car is in perfect alignment, like we can be, is that we walk in grace.
Right.
We walk in mercy. And he wants us to be so close to him that he wants to guide us.
Yes.
And direct us.
Yes.
And keep us from hitting. We're going to hit bumps. And,
right, we are. Yeah.
And potholes from time to time.
Yeah.
But the comeback, the return is much greater. It's quicker. There's not so much damage that you have to have so much damage.
You're right about that.
Mm-hmm. When it does hit. So, you know, getting in the Word, getting closer to God is what he wants. He wants us to be who he wants us to be, and that is Christians of good character.
Yeah.
There's no fraud. There's no
right.
deceit. There's no decisiveness when you walk that close to God. It allows us to be, we're not perfect in any way.
No.
But it allows us to be who God wants us to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then when we realize we've made mistakes or there's areas in our lives that God is dealing with, we deal with them because we want to be in that alignment. And all of this brings us so much joy. I wanted to start this show today because it's joyful, Betty, to know that we can be more lined up with God than we've ever been, that we can be more in tune with his heart and his purpose, and that we can be more in a position to receive all his rich blessings. It actually brings us joy unspeakable. And that's the title of this first song by Todd Agnew. Let's listen. Joy Unspeakable. Let's have it. Let's get it.
I've found his grace is all complete. He supplies my every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free. Joy is theirs. It's joy unspeakable. All you've done for me, it's indescribable. Just a taste of your glory, and it's unnatural not to tell the story of all you've given me. My words are incomplete. It's joy unspeakable. blessing, I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. It's joy unspeakable, all you've done for me. It's indescribable, just a taste of your glory. It's unnatural not to tell the story of all you've given me. My words are incomplete. I've found the joy no tongue can tell, how its waves of glory roll. It's like an overflowing well, springing up within my soul. It's joy unspeakable, all you've done for me. It's indescribable, just a taste of your glory. And it's unnatural not to tell the story of all you've given me. My words are incomplete. It's joy unspeakable. Joy unspeakable. What kind of joy is this?
I like that. It's joy unspeakable. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, there's joy indeed. You know, Betty, you said a minute ago that we're not perfect. We don't have it all together. None of us claim that at all. We all need more of Jesus in our lives. We need more of his presence guiding us on a daily basis. And when we begin to sit at his feet and say, Lord, I just today I want to be more like you. I want to talk more like you. I want to feel what you feel. I want to speak words of kindness and hope and joy. It changes us when we start our day like that, doesn't it, Betty?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was out on the lawnmower yesterday, and one of the things that came to mind is how I treat other people.
Right.
Just an area of my life that I just need some, a little construction work, let's say. And he began to minister to me to tell me that my words that I speak, that the tongue that I say it with can either, and we talked about this many weeks ago, about how words can hurt,
yes,
words can bring life.
Sure.
And it seems like the more time I spend with the Lord, the less trouble I have with that.
Right.
So I know that I'm a little bit out of alignment when I can start criticizing and mm-hmm. belittling people.
Sure.
But when I'm closer with the Lord and I'm in more of alignment with him, I don't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I know that, you know, getting into the Word and prayer brings us closer in communication with our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And that's probably the key to alignment is mm-hmm. the Word of God.
Absolutely it is.
The key.
And the relationship, you know, that relationship that develops because we do spend time in the Word and we want more of God when we do. And last week we started this series and we're in Judges 6. And as a little recap, and I'm going to bring this around full circle to what you just said, Betty, Gideon is the one that God taps on the shoulder and says, "Hey, Gideon, oh mighty warrior, I need you. I've got an assignment for you." And if you missed last week, in the beginning of Judges 6, we see that the children of Israel had lived rather peaceful life for about 40 years until, that's the last sentence of Judges chapter 5, until they began to worship false gods again. And, you know, Israel constantly fell in that trap. And, you know, we do the same thing. We can have gods of entertainment or all kinds of things. I don't even want to try to throw those out, but we can get so off track and not be spending time with our Heavenly Father. And that's what happened here with Israel. And Israel was really oppressed badly by Midian. And the Midian the Midianites oppressed them for 7 long years. And at the end of the 7 years, and seven's God's number, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, well, 7 days in a week. And God uses seven so often in the word. But at the end of this time period, the children of Israel were so hungry. They were hungry for God, but they were really hungry, really, for food and all of their provisions. They were not getting anything because Midian was coming in and stealing their crops, stealing everything that they tried to make as far as food, and just destroying it. And they were a hungry people physically. They really were. And they began to cry out to God and say, God, we need help here. Now, we mentioned this last week and made a big deal of this, that when we cry out to God, he hears. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. We quoted Psalm 18:6 last week that David said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord. I cried to my God for help and my cry came before him into his ears. In other words, God hears our cry, and he did hear the cry of the children of Israel. And so he was getting ready to raise up a person who would be a deliverer of Israel and get them back on track. And so he taps the shoulder of a young man named Gideon. And we talked last week about Gideon's perception of himself when God first began to deal with him, that he was going to use him as the deliverer of Israel. Betty, Gideon's attitude about himself was certainly not one that was in alignment with the plan and purpose of God, correct?
No. Mm-hmm. No. He kind of needed a tap on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Probably more than once. But, you know, we all eventually need a little tap on the shoulder because we kind of get a little sidetracked. We get a little self-pity. We get a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And we start becoming downtrodden.
Right.
We start thinking that I can't do that. You know, God's not going to use me.
Right.
And
we feel bad about ourselves. You know, yeah.
Yeah. We get down into a state of, depression, oppression,
sure,
whatever. And it takes that tap on the shoulder to know that God uses ordinary people for big things. And
amen. That's profound.
You know.
That is, God uses ordinary people.
Thank you very much. That didn't come out of my mouth too often.
No, he does. God uses ordinary people for amazing things.
He does. And it amazes me today that the people who think that they can't do it, and there was a saying that said that God gives his biggest battles to his strongest warriors. And I think he did that with Gideon because he knew that deep down inside that Gideon was a warrior.
Oh, yes.
But Gideon didn't know that. He said, you know, how can I do this with just this? And
right,
that's where the Lord told him, you have to trust me and I will be with you. And when God tells you he's going to be with you in a task, he's going to be with you.
Oh, absolutely. I find it very comforting in a way, Betty, that Gideon and some of these other Bible heroes did feel inadequate and did feel their humanity was not up to some big, huge challenge. And so many of us, when God begins to deal with us about something that he has planned for us to do, we initially usually start out with a feeling of, not me, are you kidding? I mean, in verse 12 of Judges 6, when God says this to him, he says, God is with you, O mighty warrior. And Gideon didn't any more feel like a mighty warrior than this computer sitting here in front of me, you know, he did not feel like a mighty warrior at all. He felt instead, as you read on down, he says he was from the lowliest tribe or one of the lowliest tribes in Israel, Manasseh. His clan in that tribe were very weak. He came from a very, insignificant family in that clan. And he was the runt of the litter in his family. Now, how much worse can it get, Betty, than all of that? I mean, he's telling God, you got to be kidding me. You picked the wrong guy. you know?
Well, I find it amazing. He would sound like he was very polite. You know, pardon me, my lord.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one of those things on the Disney thing. You talking to me?
Right, exactly, yeah.
How can you use me when there are other people out there that can do a much better job, maybe that had a higher position in some of these armies and some of these clans that God doesn't necessarily use them the way that he uses the lowliest of the lowest, It's hard for me to put into words because it's just like me or you. The Lord called you at a very young age to bring forth his word to people.
Yes.
In different lands.
Yes.
And it's just like he called me to be a prayer warrior at a time when I thought, you know, I can't even manage an amen, Lord. That's why I want to use you.
Right.
And that's why he wanted to use you, and that's why he wants to use our listeners, especially if you don't think you can do it, is that it's not by might, it's not by power.
Amen.
It's by his spirit that will give you that strength and
yes. That
tenacity
yes. To
pick you up by your bootstraps and say, hey, put on your boots, put on your armor, and let's go to war. And that's what he told me, and it's like, me? You've
right.
got to be kidding me. And teaching children, I didn't want anything to do with that. The Lord says, I need you to teach children. I need them to. I need you to use the God-given talent that I have given you. I said, I don't have any God-given talent. Yes, you do.
Right.
And once I put aside my fear.
Right.
I put aside the anxiety. Now, I'm sure Gideon felt the same way. Moses felt the same way.
Yes.
Almost all of them had
yes.
some kind of resistance.
Amen. Good point.
Being called to be a warrior.
Right.
And it's like once you got in, once you get your feet wet and you see the glory of God
yes.
come forth in all of this, then you begin to see where the alignment comes in. And you may struggle. You may, you know, how can I do this? I'm struggling. I'm struggling now. How do you expect me to give $10,000 to Beacon of Hope if I can't even pay my own bills?
Right.
Trust me.
Right.
Trust me. And that's what he asks us to do, is to trust him and to know that the Lord is with you.
Well, I think it's so interesting, Betty, that the God that we serve knows our inadequacies. He knows our hang-ups, our handicaps, everything about us that would the world around us would say, you know, yeah, there's no way you can be an eloquent speaker on the radio, or no way that you can be this or that, or you can influence people. But when God takes over, see, he loves to use all of our inabilities to prove his ability,
mm-hmm.
you know? We could actually, I wish I had my bell, because that was a good one right there. He loves to use our inabilities, everything that we think we can't do, everything that we think we are not adequate for, and then he takes us in our raw form, and if we say, God, I'm willing, I don't see how you can use me, but I'm willing, then look out, because he will turn you into a person that you will look back and say, wow, how did that happen? Don't you see? I mean, God will get us aligned by the power of his Holy Spirit when we have a willing heart. That's what it's all about, Betty. It's this willingness. And Gideon, you see him change right before our eyes. He starts out arguing that he's not adequate, but he does change here within just a few verses. Even after he protests and tells God all the reasons why God can't use him, you know?
Mm-hmm. And we do probably do a lot of fussing.
Fussing?
And
yeah,
fussing. I'm from Indiana, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
But we do a lot of fussing, and we probably do a lot of complaining.
Sure.
And it's like, I don't know, a few years ago, coming on to be able to be on the radio, that was one of the things that I thought God wanted me to do. Well, there was no way. And then I got back in contact with you, and there was an opening, you know, for to be on the radio.
Yeah.
And I hesitated. But God said, this is what I want you to do.
Right.
And he said, this is what you have wanted to do.
Right.
But you were too afraid to step outside of your box and be what I want you to be.
Yes.
And as soon as I did it, was I fearful? Was I scared? Oh, yes. That's the first time I was on the radio, was down when I was actually down there in Florida.
Right.
And, I mean, I was as scared as a cat in a room full of rocking chairs. And because I was afraid, I was afraid I might say something that might not, trying to be the perfect, be the eloquent speaker that I was not. And God, I think in the second hour, God, you know, the Holy Spirit took over.
I
let go because I thought I could do this. You know, I'm going to be another super radio host and all this. And it's like, no. That's not what I want you to be. I want you to be who I want you to be.
Right.
I want you to say what I want you to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to do it. I want you to be meek and mild. And, you know, you are a mighty warrior, but in this light, I want you to bring my word to the people.
Praise God.
Need it. And the second hour was like a piece of cake. I mean, it just went so much smoother, and everything flowed so much better. And that's what happens when we give up our will to let his be done.
Absolutely. You're reminding me there, I've heard of this twice now since you were talking. 2 Chronicles 16:9, one of my favorite verses. The eyes of the Lord roam to and fro around the earth, looking for those whose hearts are completely his. And I believe that even though Gideon started out talking about his inadequacies, he had a heart after God, because after he got all that out, like we all need to do sometimes, God, don't you realize this happened and that happened and I'm a mess and blah, 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 and I can't do it because, and all this. When we get all that out, God does not even... We mentioned this last week, and I love this. Gideon says, why has this happened? Da, da, da. And he asks God these questions. God just ignores that. And he goes right back to the fact that, Gideon, you're going to be fine. I see who you are. Go in this, your strength. And God calls him a mighty warrior because God sees the real Gideon. And we talked last week about how heaven sees us and how earth sees us. And how earth sees us and people around us in our lives, they see us based on our personality. They see us based on earthly characteristics. Do we anger easily? Are we considerate? Are we kind? Or are we fun? Or are we depressed all the time? The personality traits. Heaven does not see us that way. Heaven, God, sees us as our real persona, who we really are in our spirit, who is our heart after God. And that's why God could say in 2 Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro, looking for those whose hearts are completely his. Because when he finds people who say, God, I love you. I love you so much, and I just want to do what you want me to do in my life. I want to accomplish what you want accomplished. When God sees that in our hearts, Betty, he goes, hey, I can use that one. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, it's almost like he picks us out of a flock.
Yeah.
And it's like sheep in a pasture. The shepherd knows which one of those sheep are loyal and which one are trying to get over the fence to get to the other pasture.
Right.
And it takes perseverance. It takes strength. And it takes believing in yourself to be an overcomer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And once you begin to believe in yourself, it's that spirit that lives in you that keeps the difference between what the earth thinks of you as, what the world thinks of you, and what God thinks of you.
Mm-hmm.
And our personalities don't mean a darn thing to the Lord.
Right.
He wants us cleansed and walking in righteousness.
Right.
And that's why he looked at Gideon that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that, you know, maybe he didn't have the best clothes, or he didn't have the best animals, or the best chariot, or however,
however they measured
that.
Success,
however
right?
However they measured, you know, your social.
How many tents they had?
Yeah, how many tents do you have? Maybe his tents had some holes in it.
Right, there you go.
But underneath that tent was someone pliable.
Yes.
Someone
yes.
usable.
Amen.
Someone who wanted to do good, but just didn't have enough thoughts of himself of, I can do it.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
The scripture is, I can do all things.
Amen.
Through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes.
And that's what I think God looks for. He looks for
yes.
that repentant heart. He looks for that one who is not bound up in chains. And if you are bound up in chains, that's where he wants to release you.
Amen.
So that he can use you.
Amen, amen, amen. And we see Gideon, even though he asked the questions, even though he says he's not adequate, God looks at him directly in verse 14 of Judges 6. It says, but God faced him directly, and he said, go in this strength that is yours. Save Israel from Midian. Haven't I just sent you? God gave him a task to do. God said, here, I'm sending you out with something to do. And this is the call of the hour. I suppose, you know, if you are a person out there that says, well, I don't care if I'm ever lined up with God's purpose for me. I don't want to accomplish anything. Well, then maybe this message won't hit you. But if you're someone out there that says, you know, I want to be what God wants me to be. I really, really do. I just don't know how to get there. Then stay tuned, because this show is for you. Because God says right here to Gideon, go in this your strength. In other words, God had already put the strength within Gideon. Gideon just didn't realize he had it. He didn't realize he had all that. He didn't realize he was called, that God was going to use him. And I think, Betty, there's countless numbers of people out there that have just had a superficial, I'll say, relationship with God. They or what we call around here fire insurance. They want to make sure they're saved and going to heaven. So if they die tonight, you know, they're in the arms of Jesus. But when it comes to really desiring to be and do all that God wants them to do and be, they're just not there. Everything else is more important. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. And I think that's what our society is so based on today is, well, I'm working three jobs, or I'm working two jobs. I have a family to take care of. I don't have time to do this for the Lord. I don't have the capacity to do it. I don't have the strength to do it. And that's where, if you would just look at it from a different perspective,
right,
is that Gideon didn't feel like he could do it.
Right.
Well, that same person that I just talked about feels like that they can't do it because they've never given God a chance.
Right, exactly.
They've always went about their own way. They you know, they read the Word at, you know, maybe once a month, or maybe just once on Sundays when the pastor tells them to open their Bible.
Right.
Do this and this, and they never open it again until maybe the next time that they get into a church.
Right.
That word of God will change you.
Absolutely, it does.
On the inside.
Yes.
On the inside.
Yes.
So that superficial Christian, where you think that you don't have the time to serve God, you don't have time to clean the commode or the bathroom at church. You don't have time to do that. I'm below that.
Yeah.
I'm above that. No, you're not.
Yeah.
If you take the time, God is looking for messengers. He's looking for people.
Amen.
Like Gideon, and like to have childlike. He's looking for people with childlike attitudes. He's looking for someone that will say, "God, here I am. Use me." And that's
Amen.
What he wants. That's what he wants. We're the clay. You know, he's the master. He's the master. We're the clay. He wants to mold us. And that's where we surrender and we become like putty in his hands.
Yes.
Because we've become so calloused. We've become so hardened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe by a past church experience or a past relationship where it's made you hate everything about everything.
Right.
That God, as soon as he takes control, everything changes. I mean, it goes from like light, from dark to light.
Oh, amen.
That we begin to let the water of the living water, God's word just flows through us. And I am a testimony of that from years past, is that when I said, God, use me in any way you can at the altar.
Right.
He took me up on it.
He does.
I mean, he said, okay, it's time for children. I don't like kids, Lord. Yes, you do. You just don't know you do.
Right.
Let me help you. That's
right.
It's so sweet and so kind. Let me help you. Let me show you what you can do. And once I got my feet wet, and say, Betty, why are you always talking about you? I won't speak for anyone else but myself when I talk, because I can't speak for anyone else, and I will not speak for anyone else, because I know what's happened in me.
Right.
And if it can happen in me, it can happen in you.
Yes. And I think it's so cool that God is looking for people that are tender and humble and say, hey, this is God working through me. I say that, and you say that, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You know, God continually amazes me in our Friday gatherings on Friday night, the way the word comes out on the shows that we do, everything that we do. I am amazed at what God does, and all he's looking for are willing vessels that will say, hey, God, you can use me. And that's where Gideon arrived at. He didn't start out there, but you know, God said, wait a minute, I've already given you strength. God saw Gideon as his persona, how heaven saw Gideon. And Gideon, even though he wanted to continue to argue about that, all of a sudden, I think that the message just kind of got through to him. Because in verse 15 of Judges 6, God faces Gideon in 14, and then in 15, Gideon says to God, me? And that's when he complains. How? With what could I ever save Israel? Look at me. My clan's the weakest. I'm the runt. And in verse 16 of Judges 6, God says, I'll be with you. You mentioned that a minute ago, Betty. That's the key to all of this. In our own strength, no, we can't accomplish all these amazing things for God. Because so often we don't have whatever it is that we think we need in order to make that happen. But God is so amazing that he takes our frailties. He takes our past mistakes. He takes our inhibitions, our fears. And he says, let me turn that around for my glory. Because the bottom line, Betty and listeners, is that God always must get the glory. He doesn't want us to walk away saying, look what I did. Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, God is the one who has to get the glory. So inevitably and invariably what he does is he looks for people who don't feel adequate, who have a whole host of excuses, a bushel barrel of reasons why they can't be used of God, because then God himself comes through. And we know that if this happened, it was God, not that person. Does that make sense, Betty?
Most definitely. And I have a question for you, if you don't mind me asking you one.
Feel free.
Sometimes, don't you think sometimes that we limit ourselves?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And when we do that, it hinders. It hinders what God
can do.
Oh,
yes, we limit ourselves. Yes, yes. We limit ourselves by just the stuff that Gideon's doing, all the excuses. And, you know, you've heard me say for a long time, any excuse will do. You know, with so many people, they just, oh, well, I can't because of this, and I can't do that because of that, and I can't read my Bible because you have no idea how busy my day is, and I can't listen to radio shows because I'm doing this at that time. You know, on and on and on. Any excuse will do, don't you think?
Yes. I know that we've probably all done that. And it puts a... First of all, we see a yield sign.
Mm-hmm.
And the first excuse comes out, well, I'm not able to come to Friday night gathering because I don't feel good.
Yeah.
The next time is a stop sign. And Satan puts it there because he wants you to stop. He wants you to think that God's not helping you.
Right.
God's not giving you an opportunity to be who you want, who he wants you to be. Well, what happens is that the Holy Spirit comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives you an opportunity to say, hey, you know, you're feeling actually pretty good because you're sitting here watching television. Or you went out and, you know, danced your life away on Saturday night. And then
yeah.
Sunday morning, you know, you just don't feel like getting out of bed. Well, why don't, if you get out of bed, go see the Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is at your church today.
Yeah, yeah.
And you might miss out if you don't go. And it's easy to make an excuse, but once you make one excuse, there has to be another one.
Yeah, another one.
And another one. And another one. And then finally you get into this point where you just, it's pointless for you to do anything except get up and go to bed.
Right.
You know, get up, eat, go to bed. And
that brings on depression. That brings on
a host of problems.
It starts
a chain. It starts
yes,
a
it
chain
does.
Of reactions that God's, I mean, I can hear God in heaven going, no,
yeah.
No, that's not what I want for you,
right.
My child. I want you up. I want you working and doing everything that you can to bring forth the kingdom of God.
Right.
And you did it once. Now get up and do it again.
Right.
And he's our encourager. He's our comforter.
Amen.
He's everything that we want him to be for us, but we limit him on what we want him to do.
Ooh, we're going to talk more about this in a moment. Listen to this song. The title of it is Aware by Salvador. Probably fits pretty well right here, I think. As always, God does this.
Even in the little things that never seemed too big to me, and the things I thought didn't matter much at all. As simple as my daily bread, to the strength I need to get out of bed, when I fly or when I'm about to fall. Oh, it's you and me that I fail to see. Make me aware, make me see that everything I am is not all about me. So take my world, turn it around, so that the obvious can finally. My life is hanging from a thread, and I think about the things you said that in this moment seem so far away. Help me see the guarantees that first brought me to believe, so I can make it through another day. Oh, it's you. Not recognizing your touch or acknowledging.
everything I am. It's not all about
praise
me.
God, those words couldn't have been more perfect right now. Ooh, make me aware, make me see that everything I am is not all about me. You know, when I plan the music, Betty, I just, you know, I have a lot of discs from a lot of shows, and I don't know how it's going to go, but I ask God before I pick the disc for this day that He knows ahead what's going to happen on this show, and that He gives me the right disc with all the songs. And this is a perfect example, one more time. These first two songs already on this show were exactly what we were talking about. And that is not scripted, and that is not planned. That is God's Holy Spirit trying to drive points home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, He's the Lord is the grand slam hitter.
Oh, yeah.
Of our games, of the games that we think that we play,
yeah,
in this world. And we try to outthink Him. We try to outdo Him. And that's the me syndrome.
Yeah.
And it's time, people, to realize that you haven't got it all together.
Right.
You don't have the answers to all the questions. You may think you do.
Yeah.
But God holds the key.
Yeah.
God holds the, He is the last word that I want in my life, is that, we go along and we just kind of putter along this road and kicking a stone, kicking a can. You know, when you could be one of God's kids living on top of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to live in the valley
exactly
of depression. You don't have to live in the valley where alcohol and drugs are a part of your life.
Right.
God wants something better for
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen.
That. And that's where Gideon was at probably a low point in his life, being the lowest, he thinks, in the family. God thought in God's family, he
yeah.
was at the top of the list. He was he was a king's kid. And we used to say this in children's church, that God don't make no junk.
Right.
And it's still apparent today, as it was back in Gideon's time. It's still apparent today that God wants to use those willing vessels,
yes,
who are sold out
mm-hmm.
completely to Him, and that the communication, the talks that we have, you know, today is Father's Day, and what more? My dad is no longer here, but I do have a Heavenly Father,
yes,
that loves me,
right?
Probably more than my. I have a biological dad, then I also have an adopted dad, but I don't know who my who my biological father is.
Right.
But my Heavenly Father knows me inside
mm-hmm.
now. He
Amen.
Knows me better
yes.
than my own father.
Yes.
So I, you know what, today I say Happy Father's Day to the to my Heavenly Father, because He's made me who I am.
Amen. Amen.
He's made you who you are.
Yeah.
A very compassionate, loving person who wants to see as many people one for Christ
Amen.
As possible.
Amen. You got that right.
And it's that's what God wants for each of
yes.
us. He wants
yes.
it's almost like a gift that He wants to give us.
Mm-hmm.
Is that open communication with Him.
Right.
And we can talk to Him like I'm talking to you on the radio now.
Right.
That's how cool God is.
That's
how radical God is that He's loving, caring, compassionate. And He showed that with Gideon.
Yes.
Because it's just like a father telling his son, well, I can't, I'm the first batter, I can't do this.
Yeah.
But you have to remember, my son, you think you can't do it.
Right.
When you go out there, say, I know I can.
I can.
Not I think. But I know I can. And that's what God wants.
Oh, you are so right. You are so right. And He wants us to want Him so much and His presence in our lives that we are willing to allow Him to make those changes. You said the word change early on in this show today, Betty, and it's right on. You know, so often, let's take a small child and a father and a mother are trying to bring up that child and cause that child to be productive and loving and caring and all that, and the child, let's say, shows some behavior that is mean and cruel to his sibling or whatever, and the father says, wait a minute, you don't have to be like this. Let's work on this. Here's a consequence for that behavior, and this is the way we want you to be. And our loving Heavenly Father is saying that to us today on Father's Day. I want the best for you. I want you to become all that you can become. The song we just played, Aware by Salvador, make me aware, make me see that everything I am is not all about me. I love those words. I wrote them down during the song because, Lord, help us to see that it is all about your purpose that we need to line up with in our lives. We just did a series, Fired Up with Purpose, and we were reminded consistently that God does have a purpose for every single one of us. You may say, well, I'm not a preacher. I'm not this. I'm not that. God doesn't have a purpose for me. Oh, yeah. He has all kinds of jobs in the kingdom of God, and you don't have to be a radio personality or a pastor or whatever in right. order to accomplish God's purpose for you. And so our loving Heavenly Father today on Father's Day, our loving Heavenly Father is gently reminding us, and he does it in so many different ways, that he has a plan for us, and it's not all about us. But it's about what is best for us. And his plan will affect so many other lives. And his plan will actually be the plan that at the end of our lives, we say, I'm so glad I followed God's plan. I'm so glad I got on board with his will for my life. I'm so glad that I learned to get lined up with the plan and purpose of God. And so, audience, that's what we're saying today. You know, Gideon, God spent some time here working with Gideon. And he listened to all of Gideon's reasons why he couldn't go and be Israel's deliverer. And then, finally, down in verse 17 of Judges 6, Gideon says, all right, okay, if you're serious about this, see, God was getting to him here. Do me a favor. Give me a sign to back up what you're telling me. Don't leave until I come back and bring you a gift. I find this very interesting. Gideon was beginning to be convinced here that God very, very definitely had a plan and purpose for his life. And because he began to realize the importance of this, he wanted to be a giver and give back. And that's what God is calling us to do. And we're going to talk about that gift in just a few minutes. But Betty, as God begins to change us, I've seen this so many people through so many years of pastoring in my life, that when God really begins to deal with people and they begin to get lined up with God's purpose for them, they want to give all that joy away. They want to give the truth of God's word away. They want to give the love. They want to say, God loves you so much. God's got a plan for you. You know what I'm saying, Betty?
Yeah, it's was it joy overflowing? It's
joy unspeakable.
Joy unspeakable.
Yeah.
And it comes out in some people in large volumes.
Uh-huh.
And in others, it's a, you know, maybe a hoot or a holler or a praise you, Lord, is that you have so much drive, you have so much ambition.
Yes.
To give other people what God has given you.
Yeah.
Because you want to share it.
Yeah, you just want to share it.
Oh. You just want to talk about, you know, if anybody wants to talk about the Lord, you know, I'm willing to listen.
Oh.
The same way with you and many of our listeners.
Yeah.
Is that you have this heart that wants to share your heart with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Because your heart is so pliable. So you're in the Word, you're prayed up, you have done all you can do, and you want to share it. It's just, that's the part of what Christ, when we call, you know, a messenger, is that what God has given you, he wants you to share.
Yes.
If you have a testimony, share it. Because if you have scars, those scars are a product of where you've been and what God has brought you through. And if he's brought you through, he's brought you to it, he's going to bring you through it.
That's right.
And that's his perfect plan for you, is that follow his leading and his guiding.
Yes.
And watch what happens. Give him a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Gideon said. You know, Lord, are you going to be here? Please stay there until I get back.
Right.
And he was beginning to have, something was churning on
it him. Was, yes, yes.
He was saying, okay, yeah, well, you know, instead of stuttering, he's going, this may be working, you know?
Right.
And it's amazing to me how people, and this was in a church, watching people come in the door, and
yeah,
you've seen this many times, that they're broken.
Right. Yes.
They don't think that they can see, you know, one hand in front of the other. And the people of the congregation came up and prayed for them.
Yeah.
And asked the Holy Spirit to come and minister to them, give them hope.
Right.
Give them something to hold on to.
Oh, amen.
Because they've reached the bottom. They can't, you know, they can shove off from the bottom, but there's nowhere else to go.
Right.
And Jesus met them there.
Absolutely. And he met Gideon.
Uh-huh. He met Gideon right where he was.
Yeah.
And he explained to him, my son, you know. I mean, he could just, you know, we read it in different versions and, you know, the NIV, the Message Bible. But in God's own, I mean, if God looked at you and said, I'm here, I'm with you.
Right.
That's signed, sealed, and delivered.
Amen. Woo! We're going to get back to this discussion in just a minute. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we just had a person text in. And if you would like to text in with a comment or a question, you can do that anytime during our shows, both shows. 727-888-4171 is our Google text number. 727-888-4171. Write that down someplace and you can get involved in this show and on our Thursday night Go Yard show. Go Yard is a show with Dr. Angel Falzoni. She's part of our ministry. She's a PhD licensed mental health counselor. And with me, and I use my other name during that show. It's Mama Mac, because that's what kids and grandkids and Betty's family and other people call me, Mama Mac. So it's Go Yard with Mama Mac, and that's Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, right here live on TANTALK1340.com. If you want to catch it live, it's a counseling show and a life coaching show. You can just go to the website, TANTALK1340.com, and it'll open up the webpage and you can listen. But Starcom Media plays these Go Yard shows and also the Living the Good Life shows multiple times during the week. And we want to thank Ed and Starcom Media for the way they have taken on both of our programs. What a blessing, because we're in many cities now and many countries around the world as a result of Starcom Media. And so what a blessing to know that. And Betty, you listen to Go Yard on Thursday nights, you and Megan, almost every single week, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. I like free counseling. It's so today's life is probably different than it was maybe 50 or 60 years ago, even in my lifetime, that it is so enlightening to hear that there are other people maybe going through the same thing that we might be going through, and how to get to that, how to get over that obstacle, or how to get through that roadblock that you just haven't been able to go through. And Dr. Falzoni and Mama Mac yourself offers real life answers to today's problems, and little answers. There's, you know, people text in, people call in, and it gives people an opportunity as a tool to vent to.
Yeah.
And it's enlightening. It's life changing for some things. And I tell you what, we have learned a lot just since September. A lot of things that we struggle with on a daily basis, and we were able to set boundaries and so forth. So it's a good
Amen.
Lesson. It's a good
All right.
lesson.
Thanks. Hey, here we go.